65 for the Rams.
Test. Countdown for pregame show part one. 5, 4, 3, 2. Our guest on the Gold Panther pregame show, the fifth-year manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers. Welcome back to Fairbanks, Ben Hines.
Thank you, John. It's glad to be back, and I hope we have another winner for the Fairbanks community.
About 2 minutes ago, a kid looked in the dugout and said, you don't have many players returning from last year, and we can't print your total comment, but basically there is a reason for that.
Well, most of them have signed and gone on to professional baseball and gone on, so which is a tradition of Fairbanks baseball. You know, the juniors, you don't get very many juniors back, and that's where we're at right now.
You told us about 3 years ago that this was becoming a sophomore league, and that's pretty much what it is now.
Well, it's very much a sophomore league now. In fact, several of the juniors that we'd hoped to have aren't here, and it's going to be, we're going to be thin for a while. Right now, we have 9 players, including our player coach, Rick Oliver, who's going to be starting at third base tonight, and we're definitely thin, and I think the pitching is going to have to carry us for a while.
Okay, I was going to ask you about the players that are here right now, and we'll talk about the others as they come in. Right now, it looks like you have a pretty solid outfield.
Our outfield's going to be good. I think Odomi McNowell is going to be a future major leaguer in center field, and Steve Moses is a very steady player in right field. Reggie Mosley, left fielder, is outstanding power. I think our outfield is going to be good, and I think our infield, as soon as we get Lucas here and a third baseman, right now we do not have a third baseman.
Right.
And as soon as we get a Lucas here and a third baseman, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
So you'll have King and Whistler in the middle, Oliver at third, and McNaughton, the kid from San Mateo, at first?
Well, that's the lineup tonight that's all we've got. Yeah. Trevathan, who just came in off the plane today, will be our DH tonight. He's an extra catcher, and Hance will be the catcher.
Okay, we're talking with Ben Hines, the Gold Panther manager, on the pregame show. We'll be back with more right after this. Countdown for part two. 5, 4, 3, 2. Back on the Gold Panther pregame show with manager Ben Hines of the Gold Panthers. And Ben, let's talk a bit about school. Arizona State finishing your second year and kind of a heartbreaker losing to Fullerton State in the Western Regionals.
Well, a lot of people ask what happened to us in the Regionals, and really we did not play bad. We played pretty well during the tournament. I think we scored 9, 8, and 10 or so runs in the Regional and played pretty well defensively. We were 2 runs up going into the 9th in one game and lost it by 1, and 1 run up in the other game we lost going into the 8th. And so they beat us with 2 good home runs. Good, I mean, not cheap home runs either. They were outstanding home runs.
Okay, and of course a lot of people have seen many of the games of the College World Series. Fullerton State going on to that series, and talking to Rick Oliver, your assistant, first year assistant here, he said that that series was so great against Arizona State that he felt their kids might have been just drained after that.
Well, I think that was part of the situation with them. I felt they were emotionally very high for the series against us, and consequently I think they were spent when they went to Omaha.
Personally, I felt bad for Alvin Davis. I thought that he would get a chance to go back to Omaha and really show some people what he can do.
Well, Al did not play well in the regional. I think he had 2 hits and 16 at-bats, and I think, to be real honest, I think Al made a mistake by not playing in Alaska last year, even though he was sick. I think it affected his play this year, and I think a junior that decides not to play during the summer makes a real mistake.
Okay, the ESPN covered all of the College World Series games. I saw just about all, but about 3 of them. I'm sure you saw many of them. What's your opinion of the World Series this year?
Talent-wise, it was down from last year. You had 2 number one drafts that pitched last year, and several kids that were in the second round, and there was just not the talent at the World Series this year.
Hey, Ben, once again, welcome back to Fairbanks. Your wife, Wanda, she'll be coming up this summer?
She'll be here about July 1st.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben, for being with us, and good luck to you this season. One last question, a totally different season. Just about playing every day, just the way it was back in 78 and 79.
Well, I'm glad to see the league back together, and I like the format right now, and I think it's going to increase the level of play here because every night's going to be a big game.
All right, thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll be back with a wrap-up of the pregame show right after this message. Poorly, the Monroe Rams have played. They've always played well in the fourth quarter, and we're